Tess Avog Teves, Sunday the 12th of January, Rabbi Michael Scharf, the status of Mavushal wine. This week's Torahway has been sponsored by family Stimler on the second yard site of their dear father, Mr. Wally Stimler, Zeche Livrocha.
Change a little bit the topic. What was that? Wasn't sure exactly the topic which he asked to speak, but all in Yonah de Yoyme. And yesterday, Sedra, we see a posuk that Yaakov Avinu benched Osher. He says, "Me Osher shemino lachmoi, v'hu yiten ma'adan emelech." Osher, the bracha of Osher was that his bread was fetish. Have a lot in it. We eat and mad and melech, he will give goodness out of his part in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi and Chazal bring in Aropa, we're talking about speciality of olive oil in his chelek, in the chelek fin osher. And the Gemara we see various times that the area of osher was a lot of olive trees growing, and the speciality of the olives in his area. What is the Uyiten Madan Emelech? What is the song so special in it? The Chizkuni explains a little bit, but the Chizkuni explains that when someone has something good to give, something good for himself, how do we know if it's really good? He shares it with others. Osher, his oil was so good that he wanted to share with everyone. V'yit en madan en melech, not only with any person or any people, he was mamish going ad kedekach to madan en melech. I understand what says Beis Hamikdash, to share it with them. And this is given the Baruch of Yaakov Avinu of Osher. We see that Shemen have a certain speciality in it, that one can be proud of it, and it has a lot of difference, because if all olive oil will be the same, so what's the difference between Osher, which grow by him in his territory, or somewhere else? So, Ad Hayom, till today, we see the different odd type of earth, of tree, which will give a final different type of olive oil. Just want to bring out maybe one or two nekudas about the issues of olive oil, which we are mamash now in almost the end of the season. The season of olive oil starts usually after Sukkot, October, November, going up to February, depend of the areas, of the weather condition. We know that the Gemara says, Megargeroi in the Mishnah, Megargeroi Beroi Shanzais, with Shatis, for the Beis Hamikdash, the Menoches, and for the Adlokes Aneres, they used to take the olives of the tree, mamash, where the sunshine you used to shine onto the olive himself, and thus create much more purity of the olive and much more better quality, rather than the olive which was hidden behind the leaves, which although is also matured, but not in the same quality. And that's why we see it also today. There's a lot of different quality in it. I want to bring out what is the issue of kashrus point of view of the olive oil that we have today. Historically, the problem of olive oil was also always an issue of kashrus point of view from what they call adulteration. It means that olive oil was very special, very expensive to produce, to transport, to bring. So the sochim, they used to mix with it different type of oil, and atke dekav, they used to even blend with it even animal fat in it. And they used to be, going back probably 200-300 years ago, there used to be a lot of machlokes between the poskim. What are we doing with olive oil as one is allowed to buy it, just even for all around, not talking about Pesach, even just all around, because there was a mixture in it with different type of oil. The Ramo was one of the poskim who speak about this issue, and the Ramo in the Tshuvas, he refers to a different issue in the olive oil. They used to transport it in barrels, which the barrel is to be coated with animal fat, with shuman chazer. And the reason for that is in order to seal, the MS is to seal the barrel around, so it shouldn't leak. So, but here now we're putting the oil in it, the olive oil in it, it has a blias of shuman chazer. And the Ramo is a long tshuva of that, the Shach in Simen Kuf Gimel has a lot of argument of the shittas of the tshuva Ramo. And it's a different topic which will come up to in a minute to discuss about it. But what we first need to understand, what is the status of olive oil, and how do you produce olive oil today, and the shilet which is Neugea. If one today go to a shop and want to buy olive oil, we have a huge variety of olive oils. From what we call extra virgin olive oil, light olive oil, lehadloka, today we have also such thing here. There's so many different types of olive oil. What is the difference? Olive oil to produce is one regular way, is by pressing and crushing the olives. Through most of the crushing, still keep the traditional way with concrete or with a stone mill, what we call. Yeah? Still to crush the olive will come from the field and they are very carefully harvested. And this is one of the big quality issues, because if you knock the olive at the time of harvest, you create what we call like a bruise to a person. The same thing it will happen to a fruch, it will start to oxidize and the quality start to change. And so the way of harvest is very, very important, and everyone according to its quality. Now the olive comes to the crushing facility. They put all the olive in a crusher, so we got the wheels going. Usually you got either one wheel turning around, one on top of the others, or they have what we call triple wheels. So there's three wheels, like creating like a triangle, and they turn around. So it will crush it again and again and again. So there are various types, but most of the places will use what they call a stone mill, and then you got the oil slowly leaking through a sieve. This oil is what we call an extra virgin olive oil. It's always a cold process. Some people will write on it, cold or not cold. Extra virgin oil is always done cold. Although we do see in the poskim they used to warm up the olive in order to extract better, but today we just do it straight into the crushing. Once the crushing is done, we extract what we call the extra virgin olive oil, and then we are left with two components, the olive oil from one side, and then what we call the pomace, the shmorim, whatever it is, that still contain a lot of olive oil. Now, the regulation is that olive oil contains acidity. Anything above 1% acidity in the olive oil itself cannot be categorized as extra virgin olive oil, because it's inferior quality. The less acidity one has in the olive oil, it's better quality. So there are some, usually people will not commercialize something which is above 0.85, 0.9, because really people don't like it. But it obviously is much cheaper, extra virgin olive oil. But on the market you'll find 0.075 and towards 0.45 usually. This is the high end of the quality. Now what happens if you extract it and you have something which is not the right quality? You need to refine this olive oil. You need to do something to it to remove the acidity. And at the same time, what are you going to do with all the leftovers? So there's two things are what we call refining. They're going to take the oil or the leftovers, the pomace, and they will go through a special refinery system, which there's various ways of doing it, but the main thing is you're going to boil it, you're going to cook it with steam, and either the pomace, the leftovers, to extract and to remove various components in it, which are the bad odors, acidity, and so on. And then you're going to have a mixture of steam, water, and oil together. You're going to be separated. One separated those two things, and will be left with oil. Now, it cannot be categorized anymore as olive oil, not extra virgin olive oil. It can be categorized as olive oil or light olive oil, depending on the type of refinery which has been done. Now, through the refinery process, there is certain things which are removed, like what we call soap. There are some gums in it. There are naturally, in everything, the Bolesha Oil made various things which you need to remove. Now, olive oil for lighting, the idea of it is it's cheap because it's not supposed to be for human consumption. Because there are still certain components which are not so edible. And because of that, it's really, I think, non-taxable. So this is why the price is much cheaper. It's not just if you can't eat it. Yeah? Legislation says, you know, it does contain various components, so, you know, it's not really ideal for human. But obviously there are some people who will eat it. But this is the idea.
It's edible.
It is edible. You can eat it. But, you know, legally, the legislation tells you if it has so and so much acidity, if it has so and so much gum and soap, you should really use it. But this is why the lighting oil is done, is cheaper and so on. But it's also olive oil, refined olive oil. But for the edible olive oil, one will have a refined olive oil, either from pure, what we call pure extra virgin olive oil, which acidity was too high, the taste was too high, was not good enough. So you refine it to remove, so there's nothing added or anything, or the only filtration, obviously. Or you're going to use the shmorim, the pomace, the leftover when you crush. You're left with all the flesh, if you want, of the olive. This will be cooked again with steam, and you're going to extract. There are various ways of extracting this olive. And this is losing its status, and it's going to have the status of olive oil, light olive oil, in this world we see. Now, the refinery is...
What is it light?
Light. It's called light.
Why do they call it
light olive oil? Because it's not extra virgin oil, by default it's a heavy oil. Yeah, the structure of it is a very heavy oil. Once you refine it, yeah, you make it mamash almost like a normal sunflower, rapeseed oil, soya oil, all the rest. It's light. Yeah, it's not lighting oil. It's two things. There's one thing called lighting oil, and there's a light oil, and which you use, you can use it in the cooking, in baking, and everything. You wouldn't even feel the difference between by refining, you would remove all those particles,
impurity,
and also the taste and the odor of the olive oil. And this is why they call it light olive oil. It's cheaper, definitely. Although it's much more work, as you can see, you need to refine it. But still, it's a second grade, but it's a different oil. You have taken something that you can't commercialize because of acidity, odor, taste, whatever it is, and you're doing it. But it's a normal oil on the market, and it's a good oil. A lot of people like it because cholesterol and different benefit of on the olive oil.
Is it 100%?
It's 100% olive oil. It's pure olive. Now, one can obviously make a blend. So one in the market will find a blend of oil which will contain olive oil, sunflower, rapeseed. You know, today there's a lot of blend in order to balance one diet and of. So now, halachedik, what does olive oil have a status of? We find the Maharil and the Nodebude, Mogen Avraham and the Nodebude in Hilchos Pesach Tov Nun Gimel. Emesis brings out that olive oil have a status of Dovor Chalif. The Mekor of this is Piske Toisvus in Avodah Zarah Simen Ein Gimel. I think in the story they bring out Simen Ein Dalet, but I think it's Ein Gimel, which brings out that Shem and Zayis have a status of Dovor Chalif. Chalif. Dovor Chalif is something sharp. Now, the wolf, yeah. Now, the difference between regular oil and Dovor Chalif, what's the Chalif, what does it make us the difference, Aloha? Yeah, there is Aloha, which we know that, and a Blies Isur, something which, for example, if we have milk, by mistake someone put a cup of milk in a meaty pot. You left it an hour after, you remember, oh, I forgot that in a minute, it was cold, it was not cooked, it's not a problem. You come, you pour it, you wash it, and it's not an issue. If it would have stayed for 24 hours, we got a halacha in Kovush, Areu Kemevushlo, he stayed there for 24 hours, Chazal said, a liquid will stay in a pot for 24 hours, have a status exactly of boiling and cooking, so automatically the bliyeth, it's been absorbed in the tfanas, and the pot, the meaty pot now become tref, because he had the milk in it. When it's dovor charif, for example, onion, garlic, which are dovor charif, which let's say it was osum, and it was put in a pot, it would have been, the pot after 18 minutes, we become osum. This is the difference. The Dovor Chalif so strong is also. And there's a lot of different status as well. Now, what is the status of this liquid of Shemen Zayis? Tosfos says that it has a halacha of Dovor Chalif. The Gemara of the Zohar and Tosfos. La halacha, we have the Mogen Avraham, the Nodebude brings up that it has a halacha of Dovor Chalif. What's the difference for us? We buy a bottle. I'm just give you an example. In Etisol, on the olive oil, you need to take Trumosomyces, which in fact this is Minatoire. Yeah? Tirush v'yitzhor, this is Mamish Minatoire. So what would have happened if someone, for example, took Shemen fin Tevel, Shemen fin Meiser, Shemen fin Trume, Shemen Zayif, and then you put it in a kli, yotzisot gata, blies isur after 18 minutes. There's a lot of, the shaman itself can have a status of isur. What is negea to us? Where do we see for us the difference? Today the industry of bottling, especially the bottling of olive oil, have changed completely. Going back quite a few years ago, olive oil was a very traditional product, and people used to be bottled at country of origin and the place of pressing in particular. Every farmers and growers and crusher pressers, they have the quality. They used to be so careful the way they're handling it, and they used to be proud to be bottled at source in the origin of the place. Those have changed with the years because the expense of transportation. So for example, here in the UK, it'll be crazy to bottle in Spain, in Italy, olive oil and transport glass. The glass is much cheaper to produce here in the UK, or plastic or whatever it is, and bottle it here on site. And so you save with a lot of issues, yeah? Transportation and all the rest, the cost of handling and so on. So what actually happened today? They bring the olive oil in trucks from the country of origin to the UK or different countries, wherever it is, and then it goes into a big tank, in a terminal, a big tank, and this is going through a bottling. Here we're starting to have quite a few issues. Number one, we have the problem of transportation, because we need to make sure what else was transported in this lorry. Now, even if it was transported, maybe it's Dvorim Asurim, if it would have been half an hour, less than 24 hours, we'll be fine. But here we're talking about Shemen Zayit, we mentioned before, which is Dovor Charif, which is a sharp liquid. Then after 18 minutes, you already have the Blias Iser. And therefore, we're going to start a major problem straight. Now, this can happen even on site. Because we take the status of Shemen Zayit as Dovor Charif, even between, in a country of origin, in Italy, in Spain, Cyprus, Turkey, for example, if you crush the olive oil in one place, and then the bottling is just half an hour away, and you're going to transport this liquid with a truck to another place, this also can happen. So the problem of Shemen's transportation of Shemen's eyes is not only from one country to another, but it is even in the country of origin. The difference starts a bit further, that in the country of origin, people who are bottling in their own product, they usually have their own dedicated bottling line for a smaller line, but at least for their olive oil. When you come transported to a different country, they are handling the product. So today they'll bottle olive oil, tomorrow they'll make you balsamic vinegar, wine, and different type of product, which can be also Dvorim Asurim. I know that definitely the line is flushed completely, but we got a problem of Blias if the product starts staying in the tank more than 18 minutes. So here we have the most poskim, follow the Piske Toises, this is the tool, which Shemen Zayit is the Vokhalif. Now, we need to understand that it's not just theory, this is fact. Not only here, that here we find many times transportation was transporting wine, balsamic vinegar, even dairy product. We already find that during the transportation, the previous loads over towards Mamish, Dvorim Asurim, and different type of oil and so on, bottling done as well. Now, even in country of origin, we already had that the truck was transporting beforehand glucose. Glucose is, we mentioned, I think, once, is a liquid sugar, which can be done from kosher Pesach, but can be done kidneys and chometz as well. In Europe, there are a lot of chometz sugar, we call it. And the truck arrived, and it was actually transported also glucose. And then we have a problem for Pesach. So the problem is Pesach, but it's only around as well. So this is one of the reasons of to be careful on olive oil, and this is the reason why we require to have a hersha on olive oil. Now, some of the poskim disagree with the Piske Toises. Some of the poskim hold that we, in our Piske Toises be'emes, is the psokim from the Toises al Adav. In our Gemara, we don't have such a Toises. We mention that Shemen Zayit is Adov Khalif. Although the Piske Toises mention it, but in our Toises, it's not mentioned. So many of the Poskim disagree with the Psak, and said that there's no, we haven't found it. Now, we do all know that by the Tevas Noach, Noach sent away, yeah, the Oirev, yeah, and what did he say? The olive branch. He came back with the olive branch. What did he say? Shehiyu mezonosai merurim, yo, veloi, veloi li debosor vodom. But here, what Chazal were very careful, what is a merurim? Merurim is bitter. Yeah? It's not sharp. It's a different status. Bitter and sharp is completely different. I think we mentioned maybe once, this is a true Chacham Tzvi, regarding Chayin on Pesach, he explained exactly that sharp, and he talk on the contrary, he said that Chayin is sharp and not bitter. And on Pesach we need more oil with merirus, which is bitter. That's why Chacham Tzvi disagree of using Chayin on the Pesach, because that's exactly from the same accord. So here as well, some poskim said, it may be, we find it in Chazal, bitterness in the olive, but not sharp. So that's why most of the poskim don't pass them as they, we should be machmir on Dovah Chalif. Obviously, Kovush 24 hours, definitely.
Is there any other oil, Chalif? No.
Not what we know. I think Dogel Merovovo himself mentioned that we haven't found any other oil. That's why he mentioned any other oil which is Chalif, apart from Shemen Zayis, because the Maharil brings over the Pisker Toiser, so we need to follow it up.
But only 1%, you said, which is very, very weak, very 1% acidity. That's what makes it a Dovah Chalif, yeah?
We can assume so, but if Chazal said Dovah Chalif, even it looks like it's not the acidity who actually make it, it's the structure of the sharpness of this particular type of oil. It must be like that, because if you have zero acidity,
yeah,
so it's something which we can't really argue on with Chazal. But one thing very interesting what you're picking up now here. I mentioned before these two types of oil, yeah, extra virgin olive oil and refined olive oil. Rabbi Yashiv, Zichron Elivorchem, I don't know if you want to make a pshore about Kaponim. What he said is, we have here a machloikes, a poskim, if Shemen Zayis olive oil is Dovah Chalif or not. So he, we know we have the Dogel Mevovo, Mogen Avrom, most poskim which hold it is Dovah Chalif, we need to follow. So what he said is like that, the pure and refined, let's call it, olive oil, which is naturally extracted from the olive, without any further process, have a status of the Dovah Chalif. But the light olive oil, which is already been taken, refined, processed, to remove a certain characteristic which is in the olive oil, it loses its status of the Dovah Chalif. Because he said very simple, when Chazal, Toisvers, the Poskim was speaking about Shemen Zayis to be the status of Dovah Chalif with all his element in the olives. Once you start removing, we don't know really what is, like you said, that's what I'm saying. We're saying that if the acidity, if it's the bitterness, if the gum, if it's the smell, the odor, all the component which is inside. Once you start playing around and boiling it and changing the structure, Rabbi Yashiv said that on the light olive oil, we don't need to be makpid and to be machmir. Chatchila, one should be makpid, he said. But the poskim, that's what he said. For the extra virgin olive oil, yes, one need to be makpid. And the regular one don't need to be makpid, I'm saying, on the status of Dovah Chalif. But nevertheless, as a normal liquid, definitely we find. Now, what we do find in the market, unfortunately, that because olive oil is expensive, there's a lot of labor work in it, it's harvested almost by hand, because the way olives are harvested is basically by shaking the tree. Yeah, it's not like combiners which will go and harvest the sunflower seeds, the rapeseed, which it's much more less labor intensive and so on. Therefore, the nisoyon, the fact of blending different type of oil in it is much more higher. But this survey come out from a government survey, it's not our survey. We've seen it as well. But the government survey comes out that are seeing about 40% of the producers are blending olive oil with different oil. Now, at the time of the Barry Yanker, he writes that the chemistry has come out, and now laboratory can identify if there is different type of oil in it. I'll just finish here. And he said, if one will have laboratory result stating clearly there isn't any different oil, one can rely on it. Now, today, laboratory can only detect the type, if there is a different type of oil above 6% of adulteration with a different oil. And even with that, they can't recognize which type of oil. I think it's above 8% or 9%, depending on the type of laboratory, then they can identify what type of oil was actually added to it. So if we are talking about Bitul Beshishim, we are by far not in it. So this is more the chosen where we see in the olive oil. Zachini, we see when the Torah says, Me'asha Shemeno Lachmoy, we see that Madonna Melech, there's no question that the different type of the olive oil goes very far, and there is what they call aged olive oil, as we know, in barrel, and so every country will have their speciality.